If you have your Bible, turn tonight to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. The Bible says, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Now listen to this, verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. I want to preach tonight just a little while, if God be my help, on this thought, our new nature. Our new nature. Have you ever thought about what God wants you to become? Amen. A lot of times I think we get stuck in this old humdrum life, and I was just thinking about that, and you know, if we ain't very careful, we'll never grow closer to being that God wants us to be. We'll go through this life, and He's trying to grow us. He's trying to nurture us, and we keep getting hurt. And you know why? It's like the little girl that fell out of the bed. And when Mama come asked her, said, well, why did you fall out of the bed? She said, I guess I was too close where I got in. Amen? I believe sometimes, praise God, if we ain't careful, we stay too close to where we get in. And we need to realize tonight that God's got something far more spectacular for us than just getting in on edge. Amen. I want to get in, praise God, in swimming waters. I want all the God that He has to give me. Amen. Praise God, I don't want to go out of here saying, hey, thank God had for me, and I didn't step up and get it. Amen. I want all that He's got for me. We see Peter's a writing here tonight, and he's thinking about this new nature that we have. Amen. He said, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth, why, how do we do that? Through the Spirit. And you believe God's real? Do you believe Jesus died for your sins? Do you believe there was a man called Jesus? You mean you believe He walked and He died, and on that third day He got up? Do you believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Do you believe that Jesus kept His promise, and when He went away, He said, I'll send you another comforter, a consoler, the Holy Ghost of God? Amen. Do you believe He lives in me and you, in a born-again believer?
Amen.
Amen. So we have, now listen to me, right out of the gate tonight, I want to say, we have the very essence of God in us. If you're born again tonight, you have God in you. Amen. Praise God. So if we've got God in us, Lord God, it's time to just kick out all the other things that's ungodly. Just get rid of them. Amen. Begin to live a life that's righteous, that's right, because of that that's in us, praise God. He said we've obeyed truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love. Amen. You know what that word unfeigned means? That means that it's not counterfeit. That it's real. Amen. Do we have the love of God in our hearts? Amen. We ought to have. We're children of God. We ought to have the love of God in our heart. We're not to be that, ought to have the same heart that we used to have. We ought to have a real heart of love. Amen. He said, love of the brethren, seeing that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Now get that. That you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Amen. That's with earnest. That we earnestly love one another. You know what? It means more than earnest. It means with warmth. Hello? Amen. That just almost hits you about where we live, don't it? Amen. He said we love each other fervently. Amen. With a pure heart fervently. With earnest, with love. Amen. With warmth toward one another. Bible says that we got to, that how do you know that you've been born again? He said, because you love the brethren. Amen. Amen. Because we love the brethren. That's Bible. I mean, that's how you know that you've been saved. Because you love the brethren. Amen. Can you say that with me now? Because you love the brethren. I want to ask you a question. Do you love your brothers and sisters in Christ? Oh, you know what's happening all around this land tonight? These people that apparently they don't have the love of God in their heart, and they're fighting, and they're tearing churches, families, and homes all to pieces. Amen? The devil's doing that tonight, even as I speak. He's tearing up, destroying, and tearing down, because that's all he knows how to do. Amen. And hey, praise God, but you know how to stop that. You know how to put a scotch on that, praise God. You start loving one another. You get the Holy Ghost of God in your life. You get the love of God in your heart. Praise God, it stops that. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said there's a fervent love that comes in there. John tells us about that over in John, 1 John. If you want to go over just a little bit, 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3 and about verse 14. He says, we know that we have passed from death unto life. You know what that means? That means you've been born again. Amen? You pass from death to unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brethren or his brother abideth in death. You know what that means tonight? Now you look up here at me. It means if you can't love the brother and sister in Christ, that you're still lost. Amen? It means if we can't love each other, then we need to check up. Because something hasn't taken place in our heart that needs to take place. Now, we may not like everything that everybody does. You may get irritated at me, but God says it, you should still love me. Amen? We may get frustrated at one another, but praise God, the Bible says if we're truly been born again, born of God, that we'll still love each other. You know what that means? Now, hear me. That means that when somebody gets out there in the world and gets to picking on one of the brothers and sisters in Christ, when they start giving them some lip service, we ought to say, whoa, wait a minute. Amen. But what we need to do, if that person's getting caught up in this, then we need to pray for them. Amen. Don't beat them up. Don't tear them down. Pray for them. Lift them up. Get them up out of that mess, praise God. Then you can love them more. Amen. Amen. Hey, that's just, sometimes it's hard to do. Sometimes it's hard to do. We're in this old flesh. But I tell you, one of the greatest adversaries to me and you is pride. Amen. Pride will rise up and say, well, preacher, you don't know what they did to me. No, I don't. But God does. That's why we need to take it vertically up to Him and say, God, you know the situation. God, help me to love that person through this. Amen. That's the Christian way tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what Peter's saying. Glory to God. This is just an introduction. I'm going to show you how to do all this in a minute. Amen. I'm going to show you how you can hook all this together and make it work in our lives. So we can be closer to what God wants us to be in these last days. We're running out of running room. Amen. We're about to finish up this journey, praise God, and we need to be preparing ourselves for a place prepared. And I don't think we can do that without the love of God. Amen. It needs to be manifest abroad in our hearts. Praise the Lord. Amen. So he goes on and he says in verse 15 of John 1:3, he said, 1 John chapter 3, verse 15, he said, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Do you know to hate a brother, sister in Christ is to commit murder in your heart? And he said, there's no murderers in heaven. Wow. That's pretty heavy, ain't it? That's a load. Oh, boy, I tell you what. Amen. Praise God. But he says, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God. Because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Amen. It's just like a soldier in the battlefield ready to die, praise God, for that comrade in the battle. Hey, look at me. We're in this together, amen. Praise God. We got to realize we're in this together. Praise God. We got to keep plowing on for the good cause of Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now this message has been on my heart for about 3 weeks. And I've been trying my best to apply this message to my heart. Boy, I tell you what, God's helped me. Amen. I said, Lord, I want to experience that new nature. I want to experience that newness in God. Amen. Just like when I was saved and when I was excited and when you was doing things, while you was teaching me and instructing, Lord, I want to experience that again. And I tell you, God's been doing work in me the last 3 weeks. He's been a helping this little old preacher. Somebody's been a praying for me. Because God's been appointing me in a book where I can get help, praise God. Amen. And I hope I can help you. And praise God that we might go through here and finish well for the glory of God. Bless His holy name. Amen. So He has says that we have that fervent love, that pure heart, loving one another with a pure heart fervently. So how do we do this? He goes on into verse 23 and tells us what it takes to get started. Amen. I love the way the Holy Ghost writes things, don't you? He don't leave any room for doubt. He don't leave any gray areas, praise God. The Holy Ghost of God paints in black and white. Amen. Where we can understand it. Amen. He goes to verse 23, he says, being born again. He said, that's where you get started. He said, when you're born again, Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. He said, you had a physical birth, but he said, what we've got to have is a spiritual birth. Amen. Amen. He said, we got to be born again. He said, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Amen. Amen. He said, we've got to take on that new man, that new nature. We've got to be born new. Amen. That means we've got to start a new path. We've got to start with a new man. Amen. What he's talking about, he's not talking about remodeling this old vessel. Amen? He's not talking about that. He's not talking about adding on and fixing up. Amen? Are you with me? You remember I preached a message a while back on taking that jackhammer? Amen? Taking that jackhammer and begin to do that renovation process? Look at Romans chapter 12. Let me just show you. Let me just go right quickly through that. I'll try to hurry tonight. I've got so much I'd like to preach. Praise God. I'm just a burning on the inside of my soul to just to preach. If God will help me. Amen. He said in Romans chapter 2, or Romans chapter 12, verse 1, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. He said, that's just a reason, sir. He said, that's not out of expectation. That's just present ourselves to the Lord, a living sacrifice. Say, Lord, here I am. Just take me and use me however you see fit. Amen. See, that's what they did when they offered up an offering on the altar. They took that sacrifice and they offered up, they offered it wholly to God. They didn't hold nothing back. Amen. He said, that's what we've got to do. So we've got to quit holding back and just offer ourselves as a sacrifice to God upon the altar. Amen. And he said, be not conformed to this world. How many places and people do you know that's being conformed to the world? Huh? If we ain't very careful, we'll just conform. We say, well, everybody else is doing it, preacher. So we might as well do it too. Everybody else is. Well, if everybody else runs a car at 100 miles an hour and goes off a cliff, should we do it too? He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that it may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So what he's saying here, he said, we need to be transformed. Not remodeled, not added on to, but totally transformed. What we have to do, we have to take a jackhammer, praise God, to everything in our life, praise God, that God's not satisfied with, and jackhammer it out, clean it out, praise God, and start new. They told us one time, we had a, down at Silverline, still got it. They've got a building, and it's built, and it was grandfathered in years ago, and right through the middle of the left-hand side of the building, there's a creek runs underneath it. And they told us, well, now you can't ever rebuild. If you tear that building down, you can't rebuild it. Amen. Said, it's grandfathered in now, but if you ever tear it down, you cannot rebuild it. They said, the only thing you could do is you could go outside of it and build up over it. Said, you could do that from the outside, praise God, and all that inside could be changed. See, that's what God wants to do for us, praise God. He wants to change us, glory to God, from the inside, amen, so that the outside will look different. Amen. He wants to jackhammer that old man on the inside out, get rid of it, so that the new man will look different. Amen. That's what he wants to do. That's what he needs to do. That's what we got to let him do. Just hammer that old stuff out. Yeah, how do you do it? With the Word of God. He begins to show us, praise God. He said, see, because God tells us here, Peter tells us we got two different natures. There's a man's nature and there's God's nature. There's a nature, that old nature that's in us, that makes us do things that a lot of times we do it and then a few minutes later we regret that we did it. But you can't tell you, it's kind of like a rock that's thrown. Hey man, if it's headed for that glass, ain't no getting it back. Right through the window it goes. And the damage is done. But he says, praise God, when we get rid of that old nature, what we take on a nature like Christ. That's what Peter's trying to tell us here. He said, get rid of that old corruptible nature and take on a nature that's incorruptible. That means that it can't be corrupted. But the problem is that we keep trying to pacify the two natures. It's kind of like, I thought about this the other day, it's kind of like having a pig pen and for a home and living in that pig pen with all the niceness and the slop and having another compartment that's like the Grove Park Inn. And trying to keep up both of them. Huh? If you ain't careful, what you'll do, you'll be in that Grove Park side and you'll start tracking stuff in, praise God, out of that hog pen side. Huh? That's what we do in our lives. If we ain't careful, we take the hog pen side and we try to preserve it, but we end up tracking over into that Grove Park side. Amen. So, and what happens? We ain't very careful. We mess them both up. Amen. But what we have to do, he says, is because we got to realize that there's an incorruptible part of us, an incorruptible seed. Amen. That can't be corrupted. Amen. The side that we get rid of that old nature and we take on a new nature, praise God, that's like Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. That's our goal. Amen. It works. You can do it. Amen. You can do it tonight. So what it involves is our problem is trying to differentiate in what needs to go and what needs to stay. Huh? Because a whole lot of us have a lot of little pets that we like to keep. You know what I'm talking about? Huh? Little old things that we know breaks God's heart, but we're going to hang on to them. Nobody knows I got that. God does. Amen. I'm sorry to tell you. God knows you got that. He knows you're hanging on to that. Amen. Might as well just chunk it, praise God. Clean up, get rid of the pig pen. Amen. Who'd want to live in a pig pen when you can live in the Grove Park? Amen. But God says, I want to help you clean it up so you can live in the right side. So what he said is that old self dies so that new self can live. Amen. We live in Lord Jesus. They can't coexist. You said, wait a minute, preacher. Paul said that. I know what Paul said. I'm going to get there in a minute. But I'm going to tell you how Paul handled that too in a minute. Amen. He's talking about those two natures, that natural man and that spiritual man. Paul said there's a warfare going on. But praise God, I'll show you in a few minutes what Paul says to do with that old natural man. Amen. So what takes place? He said, born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. So what took place? Jesus moves in. So when Jesus moves in, now listen in your mind what Jesus does. Jesus moves in, he brings holiness. He brings righteousness and he brings a continuing sanctification. Amen. Now that's what Jesus brings with him. Amen. When the Holy Ghost moves in, he brings holiness, he brings righteousness, sanctification. He brings the power, praise God, of prayer. He brings those things in when he comes. Amen. You know who I'm talking about? Amen. That's why we need him. That new nature, praise God, it needs to be gone. And the Lord helps us do this. Amen. Through His divine principles, that incorruptible seed, that seed, Brother Rick, that can't be corrupted. Hello? Did you get that? You get that about midnight tonight. A seed that's in us that can't be corrupted. The Lord Jesus Christ, He's beyond corruption. Amen. He never takes in any of the aspects of this old world. Praise the Lord. So we got to realize what He's trying to do. He gives us a description of our new nature. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, Paul says the mystery's been solved. He said, I've solved the mystery. He said, what it is? He said, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. He said, it's Christ. He said, the mystery solved. He said, it's Jesus in you, praise God, that through faith you have an expectation of better things ahead. Amen. That the Lord's going to move in your life and He's going to change you, praise God, for His glory. Amen. Do you realize every time, now listen to me, every time some old man of God preaches the Word of God out of the book of God, the Bible, and the Holy Ghost of God pricks your heart, that's God manifesting His love to you.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I was talking to a fellow the other day, another preacher, and he said, preacher, I don't understand. He said, I get up and I preach my heart out. Yes, I preach them straight out of the book. And he said, they get mad at me. I said, well, I told my folks, I said, hey, ain't no use getting mad at the mailman. I'm just delivering the mail. Amen. If you want to get mad, get out and get mad at them. Get mad at the one that's sending it. Amen. But you know what's a whole lot easier, praise God, is just to have a renewing of your mind. That making you into a new man, letting that converse you, letting that transform you, praise God, into that new man. Amen. Be that what God wants. And how do we do it? It's because of the scripture that new nature is Christ in you. The hope of glory. Amen. So what we're saying is we need a change of attire. Need to take some things off and put some things on. Amen. Now, I'm just a simple man. This way the Holy Ghost God makes it make sense to me. When I start taking things off, it's kind of clutter looking. Makes me feel bad. And I begin to put on other things, praise God, makes me feel better. Makes me feel better by how I look. Makes me feel better by how I act. Praise God, I change my attire. Don't you do that most times before you go out? I mean, if you're working around the house and you're filthy and nasty and grubby, or you've been working on job, and like I used to crawl up under machines, have grease from head to toe before I get up and me and my wife go to dinner or whatever. Praise God, I go home, take me a bath, and I clean up. I lay aside all that old filthy stuff, praise God, and I put me on some clean duds. I shave my face, slap on a little aftershave. Amen. Praise God. Then I'm good to go. And you know what? Hey, I don't feel like I did when I come in. I mean, I just drug in. Throw the dinner bucket down on the counter. Drag in there to the shower. You know what I'm talking about? After you walked about 10, 12 hours. Go in there and you get in that shower. By the time you get done, praise God, you're already feeling better. Hey, God, you got all that filth off of you. You got that niceness off of you. Praise God, you're refreshed. Amen. That's what He says we need to do. He said we need to be refreshed in the Lord. Realizing there's an incorruptible seed, praise God, that's there to help us, bring us past our mully grub and give us some joy. Amen. He tells us in Ephesians chapter 4. Go over with me. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. Amen. He says this in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. He said, that you put off concerning the former conversation. Now that's your manner of life, how we used to live. I hope you don't still live like you used to live. You say, well, preacher, how couldn't I? I'm in the same world, but you're not serving the same God. I mean, once you've been saved, once you've been born again, amen, you're serving Lord Jesus Christ. You're looking to Him. You're thinking about Him. You're honoring Him. You're giving glory to Him in everything that we do. Hello? Amen? Amen. So he said, putting off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. You know what makes us so wicked and vile? The lust of this old flesh. God will tell us, well, you don't need to do that, but we'll go ahead and do it anyway because it feels good. Makes us feel good for a minute or two. Hey, pleasure in sin for a season. But praise God, it ain't no fun when that season ends. But listen to what he says, verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that ye put on the new man. Are you listening? That ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. Praise God. He said that. He said what we got to do is we got to change our attire and put on that new man. You ought to try it, praise God. For about 2 or 3 weeks, just go out. And everything you do, before you do it, think, what would Jesus say? If you have to, get you one of them wrist bracelets. Amen. Put it on. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Yeah, put that on to remind you. And every time before you do something, before you think something, before you say something, before you act, before you react, look at that bracelet and think about that. Huh? That'd change your whole attitude. It'll change your whole demeanor. It'll change your whole life. You know what it'll do? It'll make you more like Him. Amen. Because you'll begin to see, you know, this is the way Jesus designed this to work. I just listen to Him, I follow Him, and He does the rest. Amen. See, we've been working way too hard at this. But praise God, what we got to do is just realize we need to just get rid of that old man and get us a new man. One that follows Christ, one that loves the Lord. Amen. We do it by putting on that new man. Amen. Becomes a new behavior. And that new behavior, it's appropriate to that new nature. Ain't it funny how it does that? Appropriate behavior for appropriate nature. Appropriate nature equals an appropriate behavior. Amen. They're interchangeable. They go together. You can, any way you work it, it works. That's what Jesus is saying. So that's what we do. Amen. That new behavior. And what we have to do, praise God, is we have to begin to eliminate some things. What we do, we begin to eliminate those old patterns of life. You know, we get caught up in patterns of life. And we just go about those patterns, even if they're wrong. Huh? Amen. You know what I'm talking about. We go through those patterns and we keep going, and we keep going through the same pattern because, well, that's the way we've always done it. Huh? I've always acted this way. I've always reacted this way. Amen. I've always been hateful and mean. Help me, Lord. Amen. So we just continue on that pattern because that's just who we think we are. But newsflash, Jesus said, pray God, if you've been born again, said He's moved in. He's an incorruptible seed that can't be corrupted. Glory be to God. And we just need to get rid of that old junk and let the incorruptible take control. Amen. So we need to start looking at the way we're doing things, the attitude that we go. Seeking to do the patterns that we live in, changing them, praise God, to where they're more in line with what God thinks. Amen. The patterns that we live in day by day, not only patterns, but the practices. How's our practices? Amen. Do you get up of a morning, you mumble and you complain? Oh, me. Go in there, stumble in there, and kick the dog out of the way. Turn the coffee pot on, you know, got to get that first cup of Joe. And you practice this, but you've got it down pat. Most of us can sleep for an extra 30 minutes while we're getting ready to go to work. Amen. Yeah, we've got it down pat. We've practiced how we do things so much that we've got it down pat. But you know what? What's sad about that? Brother X, we ain't careful. We do the same thing. We come to the house of God. We've practiced it up so much that we've got it down pat. Hey, you know what? Somebody said one time, yes, I've got this thing figured out. I know exactly what's going to happen. I can sleep right through church. Huh? I literally heard a person say that. He said, I know exactly what's going to go on. He said, I can just sleep right through church. He said, I'm there. See what he's doing? He said, he's practiced it so much, he thinks he's got it down pat. Huh? If we ain't very careful, we practice so much, we get it down pat, and we miss the whole point. Amen. Why you even come to the house of God? You come to the house of work to worship God in spirit and in truth. I'm going to have to preach on that. Do you know what that means? That means that we've got to be in the spirit before we can worship and receive the truth. Huh? We've got to be willing. We've got to open up our minds, our hearts to the Spirit so we can receive the truth. So the truth can speak to us, praise God, so we can take on that incorrupt seed so we can be more like Him. Amen. So it takes that practice. We've got to get out of that we practice. We've got to start practicing in a different direction. Amen. So we can be pleasing to the Lord. So how do we begin it? You said, when a preacher, you said that we can't have those two natures. We got an old nature and a new nature. And Paul said that old nature and that new nature are constantly, they're colliding with each other. That's why we've got to get rid of that old nature. That Paul didn't say that we have those and we have to have them, we have to keep them, we have to like them. Amen. Paul never said we had to like those two natures and them always colliding against each other. Look over in Colossians chapter 3. You know what he said that we needed to do with that old nature? He said we need to kill it. Amen. Paul said, Colossians 3, he said we need to kill, verse 5, he said we need to kill that old man. We need to kill that old nature. Amen. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, he said, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. He said, that fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, conceived by lust. He said, evil concupiscence, that doing those things is forbidden, covetousness, that's greediness, which is idolatry. He said, praise God. He said, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children, disobedience. What Paul told us here, he said, we've got those two natures and they're contending one with the other, but he said, we've got to mortify that old man. That means we've got to put him to death. We've got to kill the old nature. Got to get rid of it. Amen? How do we do that? Amen. Do what? Yeah. How do you starve out that old man? You quit feeding him. Amen. You quit feeding that old man and the lust of the flesh and all those things. I just fornication, all those wicked things. I just read your hearing, praise God, and he'll starve to death. Amen. Then that new man can be fed. See, while you're starving that old man, you're feeding that new man. That while you're starving that old nature, you're feeding that new nature. That's why it kills me when people say, well, preacher, I can be saved, but I don't need the Bible. I don't need church. You'll never be born again. Amen. You'll fight, you'll die, you'll struggle, you'll never have joy. Amen. But when you praise God, you begin to kill out that old man. When you begin to starve out that old nature, and you begin to feed that new nature. I'm seeing some folks around here that's feeding that new nature. Huh? I'm seeing some changes, praise God, in people's lives, some attitudes. I'm seeing people saying, you know what? I don't want to be that old ugly, nasty person no more. Huh? Do you know what they're doing? They're taking on that new nature. They're becoming more like Him. Amen. Why? Because they're mortified. They're killing out that old man. You do it by starvation. Starvation is a cruel, hard way to die. It sometimes takes a long time to die of starvation. Huh? But when you're talking about that old wicked deeds of the flesh, praise God, I don't feel a bit bad for him. Huh? I don't feel a bit bad for that old natural man that I used to be. Amen. Praise God, because I just feed that new man, praise God, and I just uplift the good God of glory. Amen. He just stirs my soul. He feeds me. Amen. I'm mortified to eat his flesh. I put it to death. I kill it off. He kills it off with his precious word of truth. Truth comes in. And it helps me to see what I need to be. And I want to encourage you. I want you to start thinking. If you have to, get you one of them wristbands. I'm serious. Get you one of them wristbands and put it on. And before you speak, react, or say anything, praise God, think about what would Jesus say? What would Jesus want me to do? How would Jesus want me to react? Amen. You say, well, preacher, why are you telling us? Why are you? Because he said we need to have that new man, that new nature. Because he said, in order to be true, he said, we've got to learn to love each other. And we can't do it outside of what I'm telling you right now, outside of that incorruptible seed. See, it can't be corrupted. There's no corrupt in that incorruptible seed. So it's just like in your garden. Let me give you this and I'm done. It's like in your garden when you go out there and you plant a plant in your garden. I planted some potatoes I hadn't planned on planting potatoes. But I had some, and it was in the cupboard, and somehow I keep them where it's cool and in the dark. Amen. Kind of like the devil likes to keep us, you know, cold and in the dark. He don't want you to have a spark of revival in your heart. Don't see the light, amen, because then you'll get out of the dark. But I had them pushed down in the bottom, in the back, in the dark, and honestly, I forgot about them. Well, it was about springtime, and I went to digging out some stuff one day and was going to fix supper, and I thought, well, I'd get some potatoes. Well, them things had sprouts on them that long, some of them. No, they done started growing. So I took them things out, and my mother was there, and I said, Mother, we'd done tilled the garden, I disked and plowed it, and done had it ready to go. I said, I'm going to go up here, and I said, if you'll cut them up for me, I said, I'm going to make them some rows, make me up some hills. I said, I'm going to plant them, so it'll do. Now, I had some of those little new potatoes that was in there, and I had some of them big old Idaho bacon potatoes in there, too. And they was all sprouting. So I took them things up there, and my mother took and she cut it all them up in the eye. And I had a row probably close to as long as this church when I got done. And we put them things in there, and it come a little bit of rain, and they took off. And them things is that high now, and they're starting to bloom. But you know what happened to them? They get up, and they're getting ready to start to bloom, and I went on vacation. Now listen to me, I'm finished. I went on vacation for 5 days. I was gone 5 days. And I come back, and you know what happened, Brother Bill? I went up there and looked at the garden late Saturday evening, and the beetle bugs had done attacked my potatoes. Beetle bugs all over. I mean, I had the prettiest potatoes you ever seen in your life. Went up there and looked at them, about two-thirds of them. Amazing, the scroungiest looking things you ever seen. Awfulest looking things you ever seen in your life. I mean, they're just about gone. I went running back to the house, and I got my sprayer and went up there and sprayed water on them, took sieving dust and laid the sieving dust to them. But I said that to say this. If we ain't very careful, we'll get to a place in our Christian life, and we'll be going along pretty smooth, and all of a sudden we'll just neglect the things of God. And what we'll start doing, we'll start slipping in there. We'll start feeding that old man. We'll start giving him a little bit of that stuff. And if you ain't very careful, he'll devour and he'll eat up everything that you've already been feeding that new man. And he'll get you down to nothing. He'll get you down if you feel bad. He'll get you down to you're infestated so bad. Huh? And then you know what you do? You know what most people do? They say, well, you know, I ain't been to church in a month. Ain't no use to go. Old devil say, ain't no use to go back this Sunday. What do they think? You've been out for a month. You know what they'll think? They say, glory to God, they come home. Amen. Got tired of living out the hog pen. You say, preachers, call somebody's out a minute. No, I don't mean that. But praise God, I'll tell you, they ain't going to get no help out there. That's going to encourage them, lift them up like the Word of God will. Amen. Before you know it, if they ain't very careful, and you know I'm right, they'll look like them old beetle-eating taters. Huh? They'll be gnawed and chewed and be so despicable they won't be fit to look at. Amen. But he said, if we mortify the deeds of the flesh, he said, we put to death this old man, this man, praise God, this old nature, and said, we feed that new nature, which is incorruptible nature. It can't be corrupted. Amen. He said, then he can grow us into what he wants us to be. Amen. He'll give us that new nature. And you know what? Having said all that, you know what that'll do? That'll make us into the kind of person that other people will begin to like. Amen. Amen. It'll make me and you likable. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God will begin to love us, and we'll begin to love others like we ought to. Amen. Old Peter he just hammering it right on the head, wasn't he? Knowed exactly what he's talking about. But he said, we need that new nature. Amen. Let me ask you a question as you stand with me. Have you got that new nature?